The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brexit, it's becoming clearer by the day, is messing up a lot of things. But I think it's really scuppered something that was kind of, it was the only small pleasure in some people's lives these days, was the online shopping and the sending stuff, sending off for stuff, getting it delivered and returning it again for free. But it feels like that little golden era might be over. Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire joins me now, and we're going to just talk through some of the changes. Siobhan, how are you?
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Hi. So, Siobhan, we've covered some of this as it's been kind of happening, but I guess we have a bit more clarity now. So let's go through some of the issues. Now, people, issues being reported this week about people who were saying, OK, I don't want to buy something from England, so I'll buy it on a .ie website, and then finding out that actually it's coming from the UK.
Exactly, Brendan. And this is something that the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission would have warned us before Christmas, that you need to determine exactly where the company is located before you purchase, even if there is a .ie website. Because I could be in China or anywhere else in the world and still get a .ie domain name and still sell to people in Ireland. It does mean then that charges apply, because you're basically not in mainland Europe, and tariffs will end up costing the purchaser. Now, I've heard of examples where people have bought from .ie websites in Ireland, then subsequently found out that the retailer was based in the UK and did have some charges applied. But the European Consumer Centre yesterday has clarified this a wee bit, Brendan. They said that from January 2021, Irish consumers who shop directly on UK websites that have a registered base in Ireland. Now, that to me seems to be, if there's a subsidiary of a particular retailer, like Next.ie, Currys.ie, and you buy from that Irish company and the location on their website has an Irish address, then no additional cost
even if it
will
comes from England. Okay, but look,
exactly.
the key message there, Siobhan, is that you need to go right down deep into the website and find out exactly where it's coming from. Now, listen, there's another thing that people use before we get to Amazon. Parcel Motel, which was a way you could have a UK address in Ireland and then pick it up at the garage or whatever in a parcel motel. They've suspended their service for a while. OnPost is keeping going there. You can have a UK address with OnPost still, can't you?
You can indeed, yeah. Now, it has gone up in cost a wee bit, Brendan. There's now an administration fee of €3.50, and that's applied to all items on top of the service fee of €6.50 that you would have paid to use the address pal. But it does mean that you can still have a virtual address coming in from the UK.
Okay, good. And I know that's useful to a lot of people. And now, Amazon. So, obviously, people are wondering, should they start using Amazon? We talked a lot of talk about Amazon in Germany. Should they start using Amazon in France? Is it making a difference? What's the impact on returns, prices, etc.?
Yeah, so the thing with Amazon, which was hugely popular here with Irish consumers, Brendan, the .co.uk, it would have had a Prime offer for people. And if you were a Prime member, it basically meant that you could get free delivery and express delivery. So we know that Amazon reached out to all their customers in the run-up to Christmas, basically saying that the site would continue to accept eligible returns and costs incurred if you needed to send a package back, but that charges would well apply after the 1st of January. So people are now looking to mainland Europe, and Amazon's there. The likes of Germany, for example, is proving really popular with Irish people who are closing their .co.uk accounts and switching to Germany. But what they're finding, Brendan, is that a Prime account in Germany doesn't guarantee you free delivery at all. You are going to have to pay charges on postage and handling. So it's not working out cheaper. However, there is a nice little website that people can check out. It's called haggleson.com. That's H-A-G-G-L-E-Z-O-N. And basically, now it is an affiliate of Amazon, but it will carry prices for all Amazon mainland Europe sites so that you are able to do a price comparison. Yes, you will have to pay postage to get it back over to Ireland, but it can work out much, much cheaper if you do a little bit of a shop around. I found that there could be a difference between €40 on a product in the UK and in Spain, for example.
Okay, on a difference of €40 on a product costing what?
Oh, that was a product of about 142, I think. And then, of course, you would take in the shipping and the delivery charges. So you're probably coming out with a profit of about 12 to 15 euro.
Okay. So look, you just need to look around and do your homework there. Just in case people haven't got it yet, Siobhan, give us a quick roundup before we finish up of the basic, when people have to pay VAT on stuff coming from the UK, at what point they have to pay customs, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we just need to remember, Brendan, that at its most basic, the UK is now a third country, and that's the same as buying from America or China. So customs duties and VAT apply. That means that any goods priced under €22 won't face any additional import charges. But if they're valued at more than €22, you're looking at shipping, delivery, insurance and handling charges, and VAT will be payable. And then if it goes over the €150 mark, consumers will face not just VAT, but also customs duties.
Okay, but I have noticed that some of the UK websites are saying that they are not going to add the VAT on at their end, and the VAT will then get charged to you. So you don't, like, you're not paying English VAT and Irish VAT, but you could end up doing that.
You absolutely could. And actually, just another tip on Amazon, if you are continuing to buy from the .co.uk website, Brendan, purchase items that have sold by Amazon, because all the import duties are applied at the point of purchase.
Sold by Amazon. Okay, so you'll know if it's Amazon or if it's a third seller, basically, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Siobhan McGuire, consumer journalist, thanks a million, as always.